نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما العليم الخبير. سبحانه وتعالى جل شأنه، سبحانه هو الملك، هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن، يحيي ويميت، وهو على كل شيء قدير وإليه المصير. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، صفيه وحبيبه، بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الله به الغمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وعظيمنا وأستاذنا وقدوتنا وإمامنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سن بسنته لهم الدين. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها، وإن كل محدثة بدعة، وإن كل بدعة ضلالة، وإن كل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First, أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. I advise you first and myself to fear Allah alone. مصداقا لقوله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. الله says in the Quran بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Oh, you believe. The message for the believers. Allah did not say, oh Muslim. The message for the believer. اتقوا الله. Do your duty to Allah. Fear Allah alone only. سبحانه وتعالى. Not anybody else. ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. And don't ever die except in a state of Islam. Hold the rope of Islam. Don't ever leave it. Anywhere you go, any place you live, don't leave the Islam. Don't follow the desires. Follow Allah's Sharia and His Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. May Allah تبارك وتعالى, before we meet Allah, Allah تبارك وتعالى to take all of us with the word of لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, these days all the nations, most of the nations celebrate about the birthday of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, ربيع الأول. And there is a lot of argument in this area. Some people believe it, yes, it's fact, we should celebrate. The other majority of the people have said, no, we are not allowed to do anything Except what the Prophet ﷺ said, if he said so, or the Sahaba said so. And the best choice for the Ummah, chosen from the Ummah, the generation of Sahaba and the three generations. All of us, we agree about that. So today, Muslim today, they prepare themselves, Rabi' al-Awwal, believing this is the birthday of the Prophet ﷺ. Before we talk about this, let's be talking about our beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah first he said, in order to understand the meaning of the birth, meaning in the birth not to sit in a masjid and to make halwa, sweet, stay the whole night, bring and invite all the people from everywhere, and we make a special ceremony. This is not the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is the meaning of the birth? Before we celebrating, we must know how we celebrate this birth. Celebrating the birth to sit down in the masjid like a darwish, stay all the whole night with dhikr, which is not in Islam at all. Because we never know that Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman and Ali staying the whole night in the masjid making dhikr. And people today, they add more than the dhikr, they add music and the drum. Before we understand this, we need to go for what Allah said first. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Imran. Allah, he says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم. Allah, ya Quran. Allah, ya Quran. The Quran is speaking. Allah, he said clearly in the Quran, قل, say يا محمد to the believer. If you claim the love of Allah, ask the Muslim today, you love Allah? Yes, of course. You love Allah? Yes, of course. You love the message? Of course. طيب, let's we see. قل إن كنتم تحبون الله, if you are a true believer and you claim the love of Allah, Allah told, command all of us, فاتبعوني, follow me. You want to fall in love Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? You claim the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Allah, he said, fa. In the Arabic language, those who understand the Arabic language, because some of us, even between the Arab, they don't understand the language of the Arab. They have no idea about the Arabic language. But Allah, he started to say, fa. He started fa. Fa, it's mean, then you're claiming the love of Allah, go ahead now and follow me. Follow the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fattabi'uni, follow me. Yuhbibukum Allah. Then when you follow me, you will deserve the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. More than that, وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, and Allah will forgive all your sins. That is the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Qalam, Allah he say, قال, أَفَنَجْعَلُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ كَالْمُجْرِمِينَ مَا لَكُمْ كَيْفَ تَحْكُمُونَ. Allah he says in the Quran, shall we make the Muslim like the rebellious? Shall we make a Muslim like the kafir? مَا لَكُمْ كَيْفَ تَحْكُمُونَ. How you judge? In order to make Muslim, the true believer, equal to the rebellious, equal to the ignorant, equal to the disbelievers. How you judge? What kind of judgment? It's impossible. It's impossible. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the hadith in two sahih in al-Bukhari wa Muslim, qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said clearly for all of us, النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, he need you to be in the highest level of the Jannah. But to follow your desire, لا. We cannot do that. Because the Sharia has been described clearly, completed. Sharia. The best of the action, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. The best of the four steps, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Then the Sahaba, then the علماء المسلمين, فقهاء المسلمين. That's our policy. You and me, we are not qualified to bring something extra, to make addition to this deen. Other way, we will fail in bid'ah wa li'auzu billah. We need to clear it, my dear brothers and sisters, because every year we have to remind ourselves about this fact. You are here as a follower to follow the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Follow the Messenger. Follow the footsteps of the Sahaba. Because if I do something better than them, I will claim that I am better than them, right? If they are not qualified to do something, and you come and you try to be qualified more than them, you're gonna be what? You're gonna be a liar. Because لا يبلغ أحدكم نصيفة. None one of you will reach that even like a half a day of the value of the Sahaba to Allah and His Messenger. We are not reach this level at all. You have to be fact. You have to be true. So if you claim you are better than them, you add something and you try to do something better than them, you will never reach the level. Never. Yes, it's an open channel to make ijtihad and to do your best. But don't ever believe that you're going to be better than Abu Bakr or Umar or Osman or Ali. Those. Because when we calling the people, for example, you calling yourself better than the Sahaba, I'm going to call you for something today to do. I'm going to call you. Not from the Sahaba. Al-Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, one of the great scholars in Islam, he entered after the Isha. He entered the Kaaba. And he memorized the whole Quran. Pray two rak'ah. Just right after the Isha. And he finished the Quran by Fajr. Are you claiming you're going to do the same? You're claiming you are doing the same? Two rak'ah after the Isha. Rahimahullah wa radiyallahu anhu. The great Imam entered the Kaaba to pray two rak'ah. And he finished the Quran. And when his student asked him, Ya Abu Hanifa, how often you finish the Quran? He said, in the night or the day time. In the night or in the day time. Allahu Akbar, Ya Ummat al-Islam. So I'm not qualified, I am not qualified. The best scholar in our generation cannot reach even a single dust under their feet. So if this great Imam, which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the second generation after the Sahaba, they did that, who are you and who are me? You staying to make zikr? To bring a drum? We have to prepare ourselves for this celebration, claiming. I'm talking about with full respect for every one of you in my country. In my country, there is a certain group of people. You know what they do to celebrate about the birthday of the Prophet ﷺ? They build a stage around the qabr of As-Sayyida Zainab radiallahu anha wa ardaha, the granddaughter of the Prophet ﷺ. They build a stage. And you know how they celebrate about the birthday of the Prophet ﷺ? They bring a belly dancer. Belly dancer to celebrate. They make halwa sweet all over. Sweet like a horse. Sweet like a little girl. Sailing so and so. And instead to follow the footsteps of the Prophet ﷺ, do we take ourselves to a wrong direction today? Not only in Egypt, it's all over the Muslim country. They do a lot of corruption. If you love the Messenger, you have to look for his footsteps. The group of the people, group of the Sahaba. They went to Ummuhat al-Mu'mineen. They went to the wife of the Prophet, those who has access to know what the Prophet does. What is the secret life of the Prophet ﷺ? What did he do? Because they cannot see that. He did a lot of things inside his house. So a group of the Sahaba, they went, ran to Umm al-Mu'mineen, different mothers of the believers, wife of the Prophet ﷺ. يسألونه, يسألون عن كيف صيامه وكيف صلاته وكيف قيامه. How he pray, how he sleep, how he sit down, how he eat. So all of this, they ask. And after they got all the information, they came and they made a meeting among themselves. This is a Sahaba, remember. فَقَالَ أَحَدُهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ غَفَرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ زَنْبِهِ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. Allah, He forgive the Messenger, his past and his future. So we don't have exact, we are not equal to him. وَكَأَنَّهُمْ قَدْ تَقَالُوهَا. They look to the matter, to his secret life, like, and they consider it like this. It is not hard work. They look to the Messenger's work. Look, what happened after that? تَقَالُوهَا. They look at it, it's like short because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgive all his sins, past and future. So they try to improve themselves, and he said, you know, amma ana, the first one, what did he say? Qala fa ana aqoom al-layla kullahu wa la anam. But I will stand the whole night and I don't sleep at all. The first one, he tried to improve himself because Allah, he did not forgive him in the past and future. وَأَمَّا الثَّانِي, the second one, he came, I said, وَقَالَ وَأَنَا أَصُومَ الدَّهْرَ كُلَّ وَلَا أَفْطُر. Second one, he said, I will fast every single day, all the rest of my life. Every single day. And the third one, he said, you know, I will make all myself to Allah, I will never marry woman. I will make all my life for Allah. Woman will bother me. Woman will gonna stop me to worship my Lord. I'm never gonna marry. فَسَمِعَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Here is a messenger. Here is a qudwa. Here is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You love him, follow his footsteps. You are not better than him. You are not better than the sahaba. Don't claim to bring something addition. And when you tell you, Aqi, is Abu Bakr and Umar and radiallahu anhu, he stay and celebrate about the birthday? You tell me no. So why you do it? Why you do it? Look what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered. قال ما بال أقوام يقولون كذا وكذا. What about such kind of people? He did not mention their name. He knows. He knew. Who said that? قال ما بال أقوام يقولون كذا وكذا. What kind of people? Certain kind of people. They said so and so. أما أنا. He said about himself. Here is your footsteps. Here is your guidance. Here is your good example. Here is the quality of the iman. Here is the quality of the faith. So what did he say? قال أما أنا فأقوم الليل وأنام. For myself, I stand up to pray for my Lord, and I have to sleep. All of you, and include myself when you go for tahajjud in Ramadan, and you have to wake up 2 o'clock in the morning, and you run to the masjid to pray tahajjud. Some of us, he did not sleep well. And when you stand up for tara for tahajjud, you feel you are out of control. You couldn't even balance yourself because you sleep only a few hours. So Allah, He need you to be perfect. When you stand up in the front of Allah, do you have idea according to the fiqh? If I came back and I found myself sleepy, tired, and I did not break the Isha, and I'm going to be have 2 choices. To break the Isha While I'm sleeping, or to play Aisha with a lot of concentration. The ulama said, go and sleep for 1 hour and stand up for Aisha to pray the Aisha in order to know what you say, in order to carry the khushu', in order to be humble to Allah. But if I sleep with Aisha and I need to sleep, I stand up for the salah, I don't know actually if I recite the Fatiha or not recite the Fatiha, and I will be confusing. Second, to answer the second one, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَمَّا أَنَا فَأَصُومُ وَأَفْطُرُ. But for me, I fast and I break my fast. فَإِنَّ أَفْضَلَ الصِّيَامِ صِيَامِ داود. The best of fasting, the fasting of Dawood alayhi salam. Right? كَانَ يَصُومُ يَوْمًا وَيَفْطُرُ يَوْمًا. He used to eat. He used to fast one day, and the second day he eats to give himself a break, to get energy, to be qualified to worship Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then after that, he said number 3. And about the person, the Muslim who said, I never marry, فَقَدْ حُبِّبَ إِلَيَّ مِن دُنْيَاكُمْ. Allah, He made me love 2 things from your dunya, from your life. الطيبه والنساء. Allah made me, created me, to love 2 things from your life, from in this world. الطيب, to put mask and perfume, to smell good. And number 2, النساء. Allah made us. If anybody actually said today, I don't like woman, you're gonna be a liar. Why? Because this is the zina. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created the woman for you to enjoy it in this life. And He created the man for the woman to enjoy the man. So who are you to change the formula which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala established you for this line? Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the end of that, فَمَنْ رَغِبَ عَنْ سُنَّتِي فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي. Whoever rejected my sunnah, whoever doesn't follow my footsteps, فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي, he doesn't carry the right faith in Islam, I don't need him. That is a fact, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, the best of all mankind, قدوة for all of us. Allah send him to save all human being, Muslim and non-Muslim. He changed all the life to a practical life. Muslim is not, cannot sit down in the masjid and say, you know, I make myself to Allah and I'm going to stay in the masjid the whole day, worship Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to change and take the Muslim, Islam doesn't want you to be an employee. Islam doesn't want you to stay in the masjid and say, Ya Allah, I am fearing you, send the money for me. La. And you have the proven evidence. To change the people, to work and improve yourself in this life, the Prophet, he entered the masjid, he found a man sleeping. And he came sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he pushed him by his inner foot. And the man is wake up. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, what did you do? Said, oh Messenger of Allah, I love Allah too much. I give all the time for Allah. I'm staying here in the masjid to worship my Lord, and so on and so. Then the Prophet, he asked him the second question. Who sponsor you? Who support you? Who feed you? He said, I have a brother who working very hard and supporting me financially. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, "Akhuka afdalu 'inda Allah mink." Your brother is better in Allah tabaraka ta'ala's sight more than you. Don't claim that you're staying in the masjid. La. Umar radiallahu anhu arda, he was Khalifa, working one day in the farm as a farmer. Khalifa working as a farmer, and the second day he came to meet the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Radiallahu anhu, Abu Bakr, he proved himself. He was a great trade man, businessman. Uthman radiallahu anhu arda, Ali radiallahu anhu arda, all of the Sahaba, they used to improve themselves. And Nabiyyu, that's your qudwa. Your four steps should be following the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Today, some people they said, we know that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there is evidence, some of the scholars said, Rabi' al-Awwal, Taib, okay, respect you, my brother. But let we talk and we understand it, our deen. Because as we said, you are not better than the Sahaba. Because all the Sahaba, I'm challenging any one of you, with full respect, you are my brother in Islam. And the four Imam of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, to bring any evidence that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he bored in Rabi' al-Awwal 12. Give me evidence. It is suggestion of some ulama. Suggestion. They are not perfect. They are not better than Ibn Abbas. They are not better than Ibn Umar. They are not better of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. They are not better than Abdullah ibn Zubayr. They are not better than Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As. They are not better than Abu Bakr wa Umar wa Uthman wa Ali. None one of them said the Prophet ﷺ celebrate. So what is the story? قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صوموا الاثنين والخميس, fast Monday and Thursday. قال ولما يا رسول الله, why you fast Monday? قال أما عن يوم الاثنين فهذا يوم قد ولدت فيه. For Monday I advise you to fast because that day I was born. That's it, Monday. Monday. He said Monday. طيب. Number two, قالوا يا رسول الله, when you born? قال ولدت في عام الفيل. I was born in the year of elephant. When Abraha, he brought this elephant to demolish the Kaaba. That is the year the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was born. What year we don't know. Which year is we don't know. Because the year of elephant is not described in the Christian calendar or in the Arabic calendar. Because we don't have any hijrah that time. And no calendar for the Muslim. So where is that? So for myself, my brother, that is my policy. I know for sure he born in Monday. I know for sure he was born in the year of elephant. But where is the Rabi' al-Awwal? And more than that, suppose he born in Rabi' al-Thani. Rabi' al-Thani.
He was born in Rabi'a. I will go with some of the ulama. So let's we agree about this. If I know for sure that he was born in Rabi'a al-Awwal, he was born. Let we see, agree. If we even we are sure, did you have any material or evidence that we are in Islam are allowed or commanded to celebrate about his birthday? Do we have that? La ya akhi. We don't have. Even if we are sure, the Christian, what is the Christian today? Is Isa alayhi salam, he born in December 25th? Never. So what happened is, people, they choose a day, and even that day, the bigamists, in the past, in the time of Roman, they celebrated, they make a day to celebrate about shirk. And the Christian, they came and they make, why not? We don't make December 25th, and we agree together that is the day of the 25th. Same thing for the Muslim. So what we should do, in order to understand the birth, to follow the four steps of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all the Sahaba kiram and the ulama of the Muslim. Islam doesn't encourage us to follow some certain people according to their desires. La ya akhi. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a great man. Allah sent him for all mankind to save them from the darkness, to be a true believer. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala changed Muhammad to change the way of life for the disbelievers, to save them, to show them where the right way is. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah sent him to be a merciful, even not for human, even for animal. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم الحديث في البخاري قال صلى الله عليه وسلم دخلت النار امرأة في هرة ودخل النار رجل دخلت النار امرأة في هرة ودخل الجنة رجل في كلب. Allah send a woman to الجنة, saved her and enter her the Jannah. You know why? Because she took a cat and she put the cat, she imprisoned the cat, she put her in a private room and she locked the door. لا هي أطعمتها ولا هي أطلقتها. She never even to feed the cat, she did not feed the cat or she freed the cat. Allah send this woman to the hellfire until the cat die inside the room. ودخل الجنة, Allah send a man to الجنة because رأى كلب يلهث. He saw a dog, yalhath. He exactly difficult to take his breath. He's very thirsty. فنزل إلى النهر. He went to the river and he took his shoe and he filled up the shoe by water and he came to the dog and he drank the dog. Allah sent him to Al-Jannah. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah sent him also to all kind of jinn, all animals. Ahban, we told you this story before. Ahban is a rajul from Al-Yahud. He has group of goats and cattle. One day he was watching his animal. Then a wild animal came and he snatched one of his goats. And he ran. Then Ahban Al-Yahudi, he ran to follow the animal. قال عنزتي يا ذئب, عنزتي يا ذئب, my goat, leave it alone, O fox, O wild animal. And then the wild animal stopped and he freed the animal. He told him and he spoke with him by Arabic language, are you fearing about your goat? He said, عجبا ذئب يتكلم, animal speaking, it's I am so exciting, I'm so wonder, how come? He said, قال وأعجب من ذلك. You want to hear something wonder more than that? He said, what? He said, نبي بين هذه النخلات. There is a prophet left between these trees. Whoever follow him, he will enter the Jannah. Then Ahban, he asked the wild animal, who gonna guard my animal? Who gonna secure my animal? He said, I will do it for you. The wild animal will guard his animal, will guard his cattle. Then he ran between the tree, he asked the people there, Where is the house of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Where is the house of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? They said there is there. They show him the house. He went and he knocked at the door. The one of the companion, and he was there, and he opened the door for Ahban, the Jewish man. Then when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw him, قال يا, and he tabassam, he smiled. He told him, يا أهبان, what is the wild animal told you, يا أهبان? What is the wild animal told you, يا أهبان? He said, you know? He said, الله العليم أخبرني. My Lord, he told me. قال أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. And the story for the seerah are very, very long. To follow the four steps of the Prophet ﷺ, we need month and month to speak about the Prophet ﷺ, our beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our imam sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our great qudwa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To follow him, follow his four steps, not follow your own desires. And this is a sunnah. If you claim you follow the Quran and sunnah, we ask Allah to make all of us among those who listen and obey. ادعوا الله لعل تكون سورة إجابة. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Fast in this 5 minutes, my brother. I will give you that the Islam is not to sit in the masjid and to describe and to talk about how is the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he looks like. The Islam is not to sit in the masjid and to say how is the hair of the Prophet ﷺ looks like. He was tall or short. The Islam command you to follow him, to follow his action, to follow his word. That's called the sunnah, the action and words. The Prophet ﷺ, for example, the Sahaba reported, when we were in the battlefield, كان عندما يشتد الوطيس وتشتد المعارك كنا نحتمي بظهر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. You wanna follow him? You wanna take him as a great example? You love Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم? Look what the Sahaba reported against for him. He said, when the battle became strong and we fight against the enemy in the battlefield, all of us, we used to be hiding behind the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. We take him as a protection because he were where? He sit down in the back, in a tent, air-conditioning tent. He sit down in a bunker to be safe from the battles. La wallahi, he was in the front line to fight fi sabilillah. Al-Mujahid al-Azim, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's your qudwa, that's your great example. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was a great man to wipe and dry the tears of the widow, to wipe the tears of the orphan, to wipe over the head of the orphan. What did the Prophet ﷺ قال فَأَنَا لَا فَأَنَا جُعِلْتُ لِلْيَتِيمَ وَالْأَرْمَلَ وَالْمِسْكِينَ. Allah send me to the orphan and to al-miskin, the indigent, to the poor, to the widow, to feed them, to support them. قال صلى أَنَا وَفُقَرَاء أُمَّتِي أَوَّلُ مَنْ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ. Good news for those who are, that doesn't have money. Good news for those who are poor. The Prophet ﷺ indicated by two fingers, his sababa and the middle one. He pointed by these two fingers and he said, I and the fuqara, the poor of my Muslim ummah, will enter the Jannah together in the day of the judgment. Fuqara ummati yadkhuluna al-Jannah qabla aghniyaiha bi 500 kharif. The poor of my Muslim ummah will enter the Jannah before the rich 500 years. Allahu Akbar. Be patient, ya akhi. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala consider us among the list of the poor for the Muslim to be fuqara for Allah. Don't ever make the money in your heart. Make the money and property and asset in your hand. When you spend it, it goes away. But if you make it in your heart, will make a corruption, as you see the president and the king all over the Muslim country today. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah invite him for da'wah. Where is our job in this country? People are thirsty outside in the street for the da'wah, to speak about the da'wah. Best boy of one of the brothers, he looked beautiful, long beard, short gilbab, And he found two people standing outside of the masjid and the adhan. They called the adhan for the salah. He passed by, he came and run to catch the salah and to enter the masjid. He found two brothers outside in the masjid. What did he say? He said, "Oh, dog, you, both of you are dog, go and enter the masjid and pray." Look at the words. And one of the sheikh, he passed by, he told him, he came to the young man and he told them, "Don't leave." He told them, "Both of you, don't obey him, don't enter the masjid." And then the man who considered himself is amongst al-muttaqeen, he looked at him and told him, "What are you talking about? I told them to enter to pray, and you told them not to enter to pray. He said, "Yes, because you told them, "Oh dog, enter the masjid, and Allah did not send the Sharia for the dogs. That's why I told them, don't pray, because the Sharia is not for the dogs. Sharia is for the Muslim, the human." Some people are tough in da'wah. Some people doesn't know. Accusing his brother, he's a kafir. This woman, so and so, "Ya akhi, who are you?" Just as we use a sweet word to advise the people for the da'wah. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was a great example for all of that. And all of you know, by the sweet word, people enter the Islam because of his good manners. Because Allah sent him as a merciful for all mankind. And the hadith will take us again and again. My brothers in Islam, finally, in the end of the khutbah, wallahi al-azim, I love all of you. I have no against any one of you with respect, and I always feel in my heart, I feel myself under your feet. And if you come unto me, any one of you, and you tell me, "Come and kiss my foot," I will kneel down, I will kiss every foot of you. Why? Because you are my brother in Islam. What I say, don't use it as against your school, against your community. La ya akhi, Allah is witness. We are not extremists to any one of the scholars, but we try to say the truth all the time, because the Sharia is clear. Why are you leading yourself to be in problem and corruption and to be asking in front of Allah under the category of bid'at? Don't do that. If you want to sit about the Prophet any day, you want to know the seerah, we will sit together and we speak it. But don't make a special ceremony, because that is actually will lead us to be questioned and to be in a trouble. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala save the Muslim ummah from all the bid'ah. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala save all the Muslim from the fitna. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make all of us love each other fi sabilillah. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make all of us under the flag of Islam in the day of the judgment to follow our messenger in the Jannah. We ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to give victory for all the Muslim in the ummah. We ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to give nusra for all the Muslim in everywhere. Ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to defeat all the zalimin and the transgressions. We ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to make all the Muslim ummah to be united, and to ask Allah to make all of us qualified to continue our job in Islam and to build the masjid Manhattan. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم. جزاكم الله خير for listening. أقيم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
لا إله إلا الله.